Our weather can change overnight. I'm Keith Lundberg with your farm news update. That's exactly what we saw. We went from the essentially 50s to almost below zero here the last day or so. What's going on with our weather? I put that question to Drew Lerner with World Weather based out of Kansas City.
Hey, I've held on to my hat to all the wind we've had these last few days, a couple of days.
Yeah, isn't that something? I was just going to bring up, hey, we went last week from in the 50s walking outside. I tried to walk a couple times a day, and walking outside in just a t-shirt. Wow, what are we right now here this morning? About 5 degrees above zero. So what in the world brought all this on?
Yeah, well, you know, it is winter. It's hard to believe, but, you know, when we've got cold air that's still available in the atmosphere, it just has been kind of cut off at times. On this particular cold air mass got trapped up there in northwestern Canada, Alaska, and even far eastern parts of the former Soviet Union. And actually, late last week, we were seeing temperatures as cold as minus 72 degrees Fahrenheit in eastern parts of Russia. And so a part of that broke away and came rushing down across parts of western Canada and brought us this big chill.
Although we are expected to see some warmer temperatures, Drew pointed out, there's still some cold air to the north.
There's still some more cold air back up there, but it looks like it's going to get trapped again and kind of cut off. But the bottom line is it will probably heat up again this week, and we'll see another surge of cold eventually.
Wow. If I heard you right, you said 72 degrees below zero?
That's correct. Yes, sir. It was very, very cold.
Wow. How do you move around in something like that? Essentially, you don't, do you?
Well, I hope you don't try. Let's put it that way.
With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.